And now this is a dictation for Ken, K-E-N, Mullet, M-U-L-L-E-T, November 1069, address as a letter, Dr. Freestone, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow up for Mr. Mullet, chronic kidney disease. Last visit, March, no hospital visit, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting dysphagia, loose stools every 2 days, 1 or 2 bowel movements, no bleeding, chronic incontinence, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no gross edema, uses oxygen at night 2 liters, no CPAP machine, still smoking, 1 pack per day, no purulent material hemoptysis, feeling tired all the time, underlying COPD, review system done, medication list review. I'm going to highlight Eliquis, Entresto, Farxiga, nitrates, beta blockers, Aldactone, Demadex, Diamox, D-I-A-M-O-X. Present weight 150, stable, blood pressure nurse 130-90, COPD abnormalities, few bronchitis, defibrillator left upper chest, no pericardial wrap, no gross abdominal ascites or tenderness, no gross edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is August, creatinine 2.1, still baseline, GFR 36, stage 3B, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 12.2, chronically low platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, for the most part stable at least the last 1.5 years, no progression, no dialysis. He has a small kidneys, 9.2, 8.4, right and left, without obstruction, no urinary retention. He has COPD and CHF. He uses oxygen at night, tolerating Entresto, anticoagulated, present potassium normal, acid base stable, chronic low platelets, no EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, no indication for dialysis. All issues discussed at length with the patient, come back in 6 months.